Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life by Life West. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host and my partner in everything in life and health, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Mary, great to see you.
You too.
And though I just saw you probably about an hour ago, it's even better to see you because I love to see you all the time. We are going north of the border, north of the USA border today, up to Edmonton in the great province of Alberta. We have with us today Drs. Dana and Austin Berquist. So welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Just let our viewers know that both Dr. Dana and Austin, this is their second career being a chiropractor. Dana was a RN and also has had a master's in public health. And Dr. Austin was a neuroscientist, has a PhD in neuroscience. He was doing research. Both of them living, though, a life that's very natural. And Austin, what, fourth generation chiropractor?
Fourth generation, right.
Yep. And they both went to school at the University of Edmonton, and they're just incredible. At school, when they were here, involved in things. Dana, you're involved in the pediatrics club. That was a big passion of yours, right? Pregnancy and peds. And Austin, you know, you were editor of the newspaper, and just all the things that you can get involved with students, they were. But the amazing thing was, you know, they also had who I felt was one of my favorite people, still is in the world, Winslow, their son, who went through school with them. And he got here, how old was he?
When we started, he was four.
Four, right. And he left, he was about, you know, what, seven, right? Seven and a half. Yep. I mean, an incredible young man. We loved having him at our house. And Mary, you had a very strong, you know, still do, great connection. And just phenomenal. You guys are just doing great stuff. So they got in. Dana's working right now at a clinic that sees peds and pregnancy, of course, because that's your jam. And Austin, you're over at Christy McDonald's, who you know you went to before, and just, you know, just great stuff. And they're opening their own practice in coming soon in December of 2025. They will be open and just rocky. 2024, I'm so sorry. I just pushed up a year. It's a long time to build out.
I hope it doesn't take that
long. The rent I got to pay, 2024, this coming December, and it's just thrilling. And you guys are just going to just do amazing. So anyways, that was my intro. Welcome, guys. It's just great to see you.
Thanks for having us. It's nice to see you both again.
Yeah. Let's jump in. I mean, Mary, I think I could start it because I think it's a phenomenal story just how you guys even found your way to Life West. I mean, two careers, a child, and since then, since you guys, you know, have a second child, right? So you have Winslow, and I got to say this more than anything, right? The love of your life before everything, and probably is your two beautiful kids, you know, Winslow and Gadsby, and it's just so cool that you know, that you guys are doing it all. And I think that is the message, right, Mayor? That you can do it all and you can have that, but you have to have balance and you have to have that fortitude. And I don't think it's easy, but it can be done. And it is done, actually. Not it can be done. It is done. So let's go into that. You know, let's talk about how you even found chiropractic.
My dad is a chiropractor and, you know, it's been in my family for a long time. And my grandpa and my great grandpa were all chiropractors as well. And so growing up, I thought for a period of time that I would not do that. And it felt like it was almost like too predicted for me. And so I went into an associated field where I studied the nervous system and spinal cord injury. And did some, I guess, advanced education in that realm. And then I realized that I like working with people. I worked in some gyms as I was going through school, and I really liked the one-on-one connection with people. And And I've seen the impact that chiropractic has had on, you know, the community that my father worked in. And so I could see the power of chiropractic. And so it was always there for me. And then I looked to different schools to see where I wanted to be. And Life West, with all of their focus on technique, was really the drawing feature for us to come down to Life West, you know, brought us down there.
Nice.
For me, yeah, I worked as a RN, primarily in emergency, for nearly a decade. And I think it was largely, like, I knew that I wanted to do some advanced education, but I didn't know in what. And I think it was Austin's dad that kind of kept planting that seed of health promotion. Mm-hmm. So I started to see things under a different lens. So I chose a master's in public health, where I specialized in health promotion. And I worked in that field for a little bit through research and teaching. And I really missed kind of that bedside connection. Yeah. So when Austin went to your guys's recruitment dinner, and then it had come up, this was the third time chiropractic came up as like a career change for him, I kind of felt like, oh, for Pete's sake, this is coming up again. We better do it. But then for me, it was just, I was going to move along with him, and it didn't sit right with me. So then I just kept having this little voice in my head say, you should do it too. You should do it too. So we had decided not to do chiropractic. We were not going there. And then finally, I just like unintentionally blurted out, why don't I do it too? And then that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, we set the hook, Mary. I mean, it was like, you know, Austin, you were sitting across from me at a dinner in Edmonton, and I know you came with your dad and your sister, and, you know, more to fill seats, I guess, you know, because you weren't necessarily thinking of going, you know, being a chiropractor, and something clicked, and we started talking. You reached out to me afterwards, and, you know, and yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how this stuff happens, and yeah, wow.
And I remember the dinner, because after those dinners, like, you know, I asked Ron how the dinner was. He tells me information. I specifically remember him calling me, and it was late for me, I think. And he was like, I met this guy. And Austin, he was talking about you. He's like, this guy would be great. He's going to be great at Life West. And he does research, and he's this and that. And he was like, so excited about you. And then when I met you, I was like, I got it. I was like, okay, I get it now. But this is funny, just kind of hearing the story and going like, yeah, I remember him telling me about you and being so excited, but already that you were already coming to Life West. Like, there was no question.
Yeah. And she wouldn't tell you that while you were here, Austin, because, you know, we just couldn't do that. But then, and I can tell you now that she was saying, you were so excited about Austin. I'm more excited about Dana.
Well,
once you got to know you, you know?
I said, you know, yes, you're right. This guy's a rock star, but his wife, she's the real rock star of the family.
But to be honest with you, we'll kind of bring you down a little bit. Your son is always the topic of conversation.
I can remember back in that time, I was almost offended. I was like, how come nobody's approached me about this? And then you were like, we had never thought that you would change careers in this direction. And I was like, well, I am.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's great. And now the path you're taking, you know, I mean, you guys are opening up in December, and you've been doing your thing, and, you know, and it's just beautiful to see, you know. And I think, Mary, that's probably where we want to go to, right?
Well, yeah. And what I love is your unique position. We chatted about this a few minutes ago, and that a lot of people we talk to have already opened the practice, right? I love that you are in the thick of it, is what you said, where I kind of want you to talk about the journey, and Dana specifically for you, of just because I get this question a lot from the female students of, we want to start a family. How do you do it? Right? Like, how do you have a kid and be in practice? And I have that question for you, if you'll even start there, of just like, you found out you were pregnant with Gatsby. How did you, and you're an associate in a practice.
Not even yet. We had still 6 months left of school. Yeah. When I got pregnant,
with Gatsby.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So yeah, it was. I think I'll start with that saying that if you wait for the perfect time to have kids, you'll never have them.
Yeah.
I think that can be true. There are obviously certain times in life that you feel like you have more bandwidth for it, but we before starting in chiropractic, we wanted to expand our family. And then we said, okay, well, we're choosing chiropractic over having more kids. And that's probably going to be it. Like, I graduated at 39. I was no spring chicken. Not that that's too late, but it was, Winslow was seven. That's a pretty big age gap. So we kind of thought, well, we love this kid and we'll just have an only child. And then again, it was kind of not even really not seemingly a conscious decision that we kind of stopped trying to not have a kid. And then right away there he came.
Oh.
And it was, okay, well, now we'll just have to figure it out. And it's the most exciting thing to be pregnant and to know that you're going to have another life in your family. So it's just, you figure it out. So I was, in my last 6 months of school, he was with me in board exams and all that stress. And then I was approached by another practice that was looking for an associate. And I said flat out, like, I was 6 months, 7 months pregnant when I started there. And the owner of that practice was really, she was a mom herself, or she is a mom herself. And she said, what do you want this to look like? I had 6 weeks, I think it was like 6 to 8 weeks of practice as an associate before I went off. So I worked from like, whatever, 30 weeks until 38 weeks. And I just kind of, she made it flexible and that I kind of just had a few of my own patients, was covering for her, and then knew that I was going to go off for 3 months was the plan.
During that time to try to help support that clinic, I expanded my hours and was the, is a female owned, female run, all female practitioners. And then I said, hey, I could fill in for Dana's patients while she's on leave. And so then I did that for 3 months and took on some of her patients and got some, additional experience. They have lots of pregnancy and pediatric patients. So it was great for me to get experience there. So anyway, sorry, I filled in.
Yeah. Oh, so great. I went back kind of part-time at 3 months and I've stuck with that kind of 20 hours a week of in practice. And Austin and I have worked opposite shifts for the last 2 years. And that's been kind of how we made it work, in that one of us was always home with Gatsby and then for Winslow when he's out of school.
Yeah.
And that's how we've made it work until now. And we miss, in school, we were with each other like 24 hours a day. And we actually loved that.
Yeah.
Like we work well together. Do we bicker? Sure. But we love having the challenges together. So that's a goal of ours, is to, when we open our own practice, to work together most of the time. So.
Sounds familiar, huh, Mayor?
Yeah.
That's what we did for many, many years. Yeah. Opposite shifts so we could be with our kids, be at their sporting events, be at their plays, be wherever, whatever it is. In fact, I remember bargaining with Mary, because Mary worked Mondays and Wednesday mornings, and I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoons, and then she worked Thursday afternoons, and I worked Friday mornings. Unless I was traveling, we'd kind of split it. But I remember that if one of the kids, like, they had games all the time on like a Tuesday afternoon, I never got to see them. So I'd like have to bargain with her to say, hey, can we switch? What can I, I'd have to throw in a dinner or a Louis Vuitton bag, or I'm teasing. But, just, I'd have to like bribe her to like say, I just want to get to my kid's game, But I don't think as a couple, as a parents, I don't think we ever missed anything unless we just didn't want to go, and which wasn't much. But I love it. I love it.
You just, like you said, you just make it work. You look at what your priorities are, which is your family, and you make it work.
Yeah.
But you know that being said, I will say, like, the challenge, and it sounds like it worked for you for a long time. The challenge that at least I have is when I'm a parent, I'm almost always a single parent, is what I feel like. We have Sundays together as a family, and we have a goal of having the hours and some childcare so that we can have more together time.
Yeah.
Whether it's career-wise between us and then as a family. So that's something, we'll see how it works. We're gonna give it a trial when we open our own practice, and we'll see how it goes.
And isn't that the beautiful thing? You can do what you want. So you can try it, you can change it, you can shift it, it can move. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. But I just want to share something, because I find this so inspiring. That Dana, here you are, you stepped in at, whatever it was, 30 weeks, whatever it was. And the women, the mothers in the practice, whether they were just in their first trimester, wherever, they're watching you actually live out what they're going to be doing, you know? And I think that is so inspiring to be able to come in and show, you know, and just be who you are, right? And you're actually, they actually watched you, you know, and then you left and came back 3 months later and they saw you when you came back. And, you know, and it's just, it's very empowering, you know, to be able to see that, like almost like walking our talk, you know, kind of thing. It's just, it's super inspiring. It's so cool. It's just great. And Austin, how about you, man? How was that pregnancy?
Oh, I mean, I think it was wonderful. I think going through school, when we had Winslow, that, you know, that presented some unique challenges in terms of like a lot of the other people that we went to school with would be, you know, at 9 p.m. doing adjusting techniques, you know, at someone's this house or that house. And there was a lot of that that we needed to just let go of, you know, because I think that we were always wanting to do everything when we were in school. And then that was a bit of a stress. But as soon as we kind of let that go and we had our evenings together at home, it kind of was a grounding effect for us. And we thought we weren't having any more kids. And so then as soon as we came home, Dana immediately went and got herself pregnant. And
I was looking into adoption, admittedly.
Yeah. And then that, you know, that changed, you know, there was a little bit of like, what are we doing? We're still trying to finish school. And, you know, my dad, like you had said, my dad always says like he had five kids and he was like, we didn't plan any of this and you just pivot, you know, you just, you make it work. And I think for us now trying to plan our business with a nearly 2 year old now and us working opposite shifts, I think that has been a new challenge that we didn't really recognize that to start a business, it takes time together and planning, you know, more than just text messages and high fives as we pass the kid off between each other. Yeah. So we are really looking forward to starting the business so that we can get our schedule synced and, you know, and then have some more family time. But, you know, Dana is a trooper and has, you know, just even going to chiropractic college just on a whim, basically. And, you know,
I often said I never made such a big decision, life decision, with less thought. Like there was, it felt like hardly any thought into the, there was thought into after we had decided. It was kind of thoughtful as to how are we going to do this, but the decision to actually do that and the decision to expand our family, like, was just, I guess that's the universe or innate, just intervening.
Yeah. And watching you both, I mean, it was like, it looked like you had planned this out forever being at school because you were just, I know, but just watching you.
My personality, our personalities is to be planners, but sometimes it's just.
Yeah. The universe talks. And when you listen and you know, right now, it's probably the best thing you ever did, you know, along this path of the long path that you will have. It's a great thing. The thing that I see is this, and I think I want to ask you this, because I think this is for whether people are couples who are watching this, whether they have a business partner or anyone at home or anyone working with them who's with them, you know, the key tends to be communication, right? And bottom line is communication. High-fiving as you hand off Gatsby. You got a 7-year-old Winslow that is into totally different stuff, you know, and all the activities that are going on right now. You know, how do you keep that communication?
I don't think we go to bed as early as we should. Because in the evening after the kids go to bed and we've made lunches and done dishes and cleaned up the space kind of thing, that's when we get to connect, start to do some work. So we find time then. I'm always hopeful that Austin will get home with like kind of 10 minutes between the time that he gets home and I have to leave for work. Sometimes it's 1 minute, sometimes it's -2 minutes, but we try to have like a shift report.
Yeah.
Like what's going on? Hey, I need you to look at this email and review our website. Can you send that email before you go? Like there's ongoing, yes, text message communication. And then kind of the evenings is when we find it right now. Like right now, as we're speaking with you, Gatsby is at daycare, and that's something we started about a month or so ago, where he goes for about 2 hours in the morning. So Austin and I have 2 days a week for 2 hours in the morning that's our like focused work time.
Tuesdays and Fridays,
which is like what school is like in a way, in that we really have to compartmentalize all elements of our life because we don't have the flexibility of it spreading over into all aspects. Like school had to be compartmentalized and business has to be compartmentalized into little chunks of the day.
Yeah, great.
Well, and I'm sure you guys know this, that you're in a season right now because you have young kids.
Exactly.
Right. And it's like it changes so much as they get older. You can see it with Winslow already, like just how the needs change so much. And it's interesting because, again, you figured this out because in society, usually when people are starting a business, typically they don't have kids yet. Maybe they're not even married yet. But it's like you're figuring it out in that you have a two-year-old. And again, somebody else might go, I don't get how you're doing that. Right. Yes. But you figured that out of like, you just need four really good, like good hours where the two of you can just sit down and go like, okay, what do we need to do?
Right? Yeah. I think we're pretty efficient with the time that we have. We've mm-hmm. had to be pretty efficient. I will admit that I will let my mind sort of wander into not self-pity, but I'll look at other new grads starting their practice. Like we have friends that just opened up just in a city outside of here, and they would post on social media all of their evening work that they would be doing out of the house to get their practice together. And I remember saying, like, we can't do that. Like, how are we going to open a practice? We can't take a trip to the clinic at 8 p.m. at night. Yeah. And, you know, and they are very organized, these friends of ours. And so I had some fear of like, are we going to be able to do this with kids? And so we've just had to just do it a little bit differently. And just when we have the time, we just are like very focused, very focused time together. So anyways, I don't spend too much time sulking, I don't think. Maybe you know better, but I will find myself going, oh, wouldn't that be nice? And I had the same feeling in chiropractic college where I would say, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go and do that adjusting technique in the evening or on the weekends? But at the same time, we would never give up having had Winslow with us through that adventure. You know, it was just another balancing feature for us where we weren't all school. We were school for a period of time. And like you said, compartmentalizing. And then we were family on the weekends. We didn't do schoolwork. We just shut it down.
We also found some great friends through college that were all in with us.
Yeah.
And they would come over on Friday evenings. We would go grab burritos. And then Winslow would stay up a little bit late, trying to stay up late to visit. And that's when we would kind of talk chiropractic with them. And they just knew that they kind of had to come to us so that we could put our kid to bed and then we could get into it. So
great memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I think the message is that, and it's for all of us, no matter what season we're in, as Mary, you're talking about seasons.
Yeah.
It's trust the process, you know, it's like, it always works. You know, when you're flowing with it, you know, and not resisting, it always, even when we resist, it's still going to do its thing, right? You can't stop the current, you know, and trusting the process is what makes it. And that's what it sounds like you're doing. And we got to compartmentalize and do all that stuff, which you're doing a great job of. And, you know, but it's just trusting it. Cause you know, the kids can end up growing up in the office. You know, our kids, man, remember how they'd come in, they'd be pissed. You know, our three daughters, you know, they'd come in and they'd see other kids in there, like, you know, taking crayons on the walls and doing whatever. And they'd be upset because they'd be like, why are they doing that to our office? You know, kind of they held it like it was their home, you know? Yeah. And I think you'll see how it unfolds for you, but it's just amazing. You know,
Winslow has already put in an application to be a receptionist. He already thinks that he's old enough to take phone calls. Like he's like, and do I get a little space in the back office? And we're like, yeah, you can have a little space. Like he's so excited about that. I think being with us from the beginning, like he has some ownership with this. Gatsby, he just and runs a terror. But I also think it helps, at least in my experience so far, I feel like it helps other, like our practice members connect with us because we're at that similar stage with them where like our kids are going to be at our clinic a good portion of the time, probably because we do want to offer some evenings. And so they're going to be there.
So talk about the new clinic coming up right in December of 2024, what's the avatar? Like who are, is it a peds and pregnancy? Is it a
growing families?
Yeah.
Growing families. Yeah. So peds, pregnancy, school Mom, age yeah. kids. I have a good group of like dads that I see and they're awesome. Like, so I never want to exclude that. It's just, that's kind of the growing family stage where you're in it. And that's our people.
And that's what you're going to have. I mean, and I like that's what you have. So that's the beauty. I mean, it's literally, you know, you are the avatar, you know, so someone can be looking at you. And that's the beautiful thing about chiropractic, right? That people, they come to get adjusted. They come to get their nervous systems cleared, but they also come for that little bit of extra something. And that's like the, what they pick up, you know, from you. And when they ask you the questions, like, what do you do? My kid is this, or how did you navigate, you know, cause they're watching you guys. And it's so huge. That's how we change people's lives, not just neurologically, but the direction that they're going in, right? You know, and how they exhibit themselves at home. And you guys would be phenomenal role models with that.
Yeah.
That's been a helpful thing of Gatsby coming along the way recently, is it's been a good refresh for me as to what it's like to have a baby and what are kind of the new things that parents are doing now, like to just remember, because I don't know about for you, but that fades. Like you forget what it's like to carry a car seat or
sleepless nights. And
those challenges of having a brand new kid. It's been like, a refresh. So I feel like I can connect with people again, more currently on that.
Yeah.
And I'm not the typical age bracket of your first time parents. We're 41 now, but we're still in that stage.
Yeah. We're still in our 20s.
You're probably more typical now than before. Believe me, it's like, it's right
and
there.
Have you found that things have changed in 7 years from having a baby? Like as far as like society and what people do? I know there's new like gadgets and stuff, but have you had to kind of relearn that stuff where you're like, oh, now people buy this or now there's this?
Yes. And I still like, I always like to say that I don't have my finger on any pulses. I don't really know what's current. So I'll say to parents, I say, oh, what's that? Or like, and they teach me about, oh, here's this play area we go to and this is great. I'm like, oh, let me look that up. Yeah. So I'm not always the wealth of wisdom. Sometimes I'm gaining that from my practice members as well, because I'm in it like they are. And I'm like, oh yeah, let me learn about that. Oh, are they recommending you start seeing a dentist sooner now? Oh, let me learn about that. Like, here's what it was 9 years ago.
I was going to say, do you ever feel like you're old school?
Yeah, a little bit. I do find that at least I feel like that the co-sleeping and attachment parenting, that's become a little bit more mainstream now. And there seems to be more and more people that are going with midwives. Oh, whereas like when I was pregnant with Winslow, it was still kind of like,
People are surprised that we went to the hospital for like, there was a checkup that we had for Dana and then she went into labor at the hospital. And then we had to sneak her out into a cab while in labor to our apartment so that then we could have the baby at home. And you know, I remember the cabbie going, I just took you from the hospital. Your wife's pregnant. And I was like, yes, we're so excited to go home and have a water birth. So
I'll tell you what, and people always wonder, chiropractors, they live a very different life. You know? They're sneaking their wives, they're in labor out of the hospital, right? To go, I love it. I love it. Well, you know, what's interesting too. We have, so two of our daughters, one's due in January, one's due in October
in coming up.
And
3 weeks.
3 weeks. And then.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. And then one is due in January, right? And it's so interesting. Like people are asking me about like, so Mary's going to go spend October in Denver, you know, just to be there, you know, whenever she delivers, she delivers, and she'll spend a couple weeks afterwards and hang out with her other two grandchildren there. And if I would have said this to people 15 years ago, you know, they would have went, what? She's going to what? You know, that kind of, and now it's like, oh, that's great. You know? And then I say, yeah. And then in January, she'll be in Phoenix for the month, you know, kind of deal, you know? And it's just, it's amazing how the world is moving at such a faster pace these days, where it used to be such a slow change. And now it's like a boom, it's just a change, right? Look at your practices and your practice that you're going to have. You're going to, you know, blow up in peds and family. I know you're already building it now, but people just get it, don't they?
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
I think there's a good group of people out there that are ready for an alternative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And connect with that.
And I think we like to think of it
not as an alternative. You know, they say, oh, you're alternative. Yeah. You know, wait, the alternative is that stuff over there,
yeah.
You know, drugs and surgery and stuff like that. We're not the alternative. We should be, you know, chiropractic first, right? You know, drugs second, see a veterinarian third, and then go for surgery kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. I think that we, having been now a couple of years in different clinics and having had exposure to the way that chiropractic is approached down, at least in California where we were and saw a lot of clinics, we're now able to sort of piece together a clinic that we think is going to be very unique up here, especially up here, the style that we're taking.
That's still not the mainstream here for chiropractic.
Yeah, like what we plan to set up is uncommon, I would say. Up in Canada, the approach has really, most of chiropractic up here now is very sort of physio
rehab
based, and we're taking a very different approach. And there are great clinics, my clinic and your clinic, they are both very salutogenic, revitalistic in their approach, nervous system focused. And so we're trying to take pieces of each of these clinics and our experiences to make something that we think is going to suit a piece of the community that, you know, is wanting that and doesn't, almost some of them almost don't know that they want it. And then they see it and they go, how did I not know this existed?
Yeah.
So trying to make it more mainstream and less alternative.
Well, we are thrilled to watch the Dana and Austin Berquist show as it moves on and goes live in December of 2024, and just watch your growth and watch the impact, you know, because I think more than anything, you know, we can have the most beautiful building, we can do all the things we need to do and get all the right equipment, but it's really the heart and soul of the practice, and that comes from us, right? It comes from the practitioner, and I'm thrilled without a doubt know that you're going to have to be telling people, nope, we can't get you in this week. We can get you in next week because we keep our balance, right? Because we have our time with our family. We have this, and it's just going to take off like that. And that is, I think, you know, my feeling is, it's my bias, that is the difference having a second career. You know, that is the difference coming in, Dana. You already had bedsides. You've already done this stuff. I mean, you know, it's just a different application and a different communication. So, but we're thrilled to watch it and we're honored to be able to be in the bleachers and cheer you guys on as it goes.
Yeah, sometimes I would find myself wishing that we had decided on chiropractic much earlier in our lives. But then I realized then we wouldn't have all of this life and career experience that I think I use every day in helping me be a better chiropractor. So I don't regret that at all.
Yep. Anytime is the right time, right?
Yeah. and kind of what Ron said too, for you guys, it's not like starting the practice. I hope you don't look at it like it's this big new thing, because for you guys, it's just a shift.
Yeah.
You've done all this stuff already. You've been your leaders. You've done it all. Like, you've grown practices, you know? So it's just a little shift for you.
Yep.
That's why I know you'll be successful, because you're already successful and you're already doing, you're just doing it and going to be doing it a little differently.
Absolutely. And I've already calendared you in a couple of years so that we can be able to see what happens and where it goes and what's going on. But guys, we're kind of reaching the end of our time, and on our Life by Life West, we always ask our guests two questions. So Mary's going to do the first one. She'll choose whoever, the one of you to get the first one, and I'll do the second question. So Mary?
Okay, I'm going to start. Okay, Austin, I'm going to pick you. Okay. So with all your knowledge and wisdom that you have now, if you could go back and you could give yourself advice first day of first quarter at Life West, what would you say to yourself?
I would probably say to myself to do my best to enjoy the experience, because I think when, you know, when we were coming down to chiropractic college, Dana reminded me of a quote that my dad, she had posted it in social media, but he said, if you knew what you were getting, going to be getting yourselves into, you might not do it, because chiropractic college is, and I remember Ron had said to me, you know, it's like drinking water from a fire hydrant at times, the content that has to come at you. And we're both pretty, I would say we both want to understand on a deep level. And the amount of content that comes at you in school is very difficult for you to understand everything on a deep level. It's like a lot of information in a very superficial way at times. And so I would say to myself to, you know, be patient and try and do your best to enjoy the time that you have, because I think at times I felt like I was needing to try and do all the clubs and participate and do that, be the editor, and you're the president of the pediatrics club. I think that I would say to myself, just, you know, enjoy this, because this is a season and you only have so many seasons in your life. Yeah. And so I would say really do your best to appreciate the time that you have at school, because it was wonderful for us. I just noticed at times that I would be thinking like, we've got this thing due, we've got this, and almost hoping, I can't wait to get to the end of that exam, because then I could relax, because then I would be enough, this type of thing. And so I think I would tell myself, enjoy this time and meet people and give yourself some grace if you're not doing everything.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Great advice.
All right, Dana, I got the second question. Here we go, ready? So where you are now, same thing, you know, the knowledge you have, the experiences that you've accumulated around. Now we're going to speak to Dr. Dana, first day out of school, right? What advice would you give her based on what you know right now?
I would tell her to get comfortable with rejection. I can remember brand new Doc Dana wondering why that patient didn't come back to see me, or did I not communicate clearly enough? And a fellow LifeWest grad that I was working with at the time, she would just say, it's not your people, don't worry about it. Like, if they don't come back, that's not your people. And so I think it's good to reflect and grow, like in my communication style, in my technique, there's still oodles of growth I have there, but I need to get comfortable with rejection when you're brand new. I think every person out there should have a chiropractor that they see. But I commonly tell my patients, if this isn't a good fit for you, it's not chiropractic. It could be our fit, and go find somebody else, because chiropractic is amazing. And there are so many ways to do it. I offer it in one way, and that might not be suitable for you. And so I'm very comfortable with that now. I think I still need to grow in my communication. I think that some people drop off because I'm not as good at that, but it just rolls off me and it's not a big deal.
I love what you just said. I mean, you know, it's so true, isn't it? You know, it's never chiropractic, you know, right. There's just different ways it can be delivered, and it has to be dance is great. Find the dance you'd love to do. Right. You know, I love it. Well, hey, both of you, just thank you. I know we've been looking at this for like 6 months to get you on, and I just so appreciate it. And Mary, I got a lot to talk to you about later. They just kind of like, just my whole head is just kind of going.
I know.
Like that.
Yeah. It's so I've been great. Taking notes. I can't see. I don't want to look down. So I've been just scribbling tons of notes here. Yeah. And I'm not even in practice.
We learn more from our guests like you than, you know, it's so cool. We get to relive a lot of stuff too. So, but thank you guys. Thank you for all that you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to be bringing to Edmonton in your own space. And you are bringing right now. And mostly, you know, just thank you for being who you are, because you're really phenomenal. You know, you're inspiring, and it's, and the role models that you, the modeling that you are doing right now, whether you know it or not, is, you know, and whether people tell you or not, it's incredible. And I'm talking about your classmates. I'm talking about other people in your city. I'm talking about the patients that you see. You know, we never find out about it till later, but it's just beautiful. And just be you. And that's what you're doing. You're just so great at just being who you are. So thank you, guys. And to our viewers, thank you. Thank you for tuning in week after week. And just know that we appreciate you. You know what? Dr. Dana and Dr. Austin dropped a ton of pearls today. And, you know, my feeling is that this needs to go to the people that, you know, either have started a practice or in the first couple of years of their practice, but also to people who are thinking about chiropractic, because you know what? A lot of people think they just can't do it. It's not, oh, that ship has passed. And two living examples of individuals who jumped on the ship and just said, hey, I'm ready to go. So anyways, thank you guys. And thank you for coming at us. Every other week we drop these, and the opposite weeks we drop the Life Leadership Line, Life West Leadership Line. And just know that we love and appreciate you, and keep loving those around you. And as we move into this beautiful season, just know that you are wanted, you are needed, and that you make a difference in this world. So for Dr. Dana, Dr. Austin, Dr. Mary, and myself, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll see you next time on either Life West Leadership Line, Life West, Life by Life West, or Life West Leadership Line. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.